Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. I'm the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877 DOCDALI. So, you know, we've been from the beginning, say, if you're American, you might want to get out of Russia. Well, now the U.S. Embassy in Moscow is telling U.S. citizens to get out now because they could get caught up in the draft. So electoral officials went door to door. Oh, this is... the U.S., we're having issues with the computer. Oh, come on. This is frustrating. Sorry about that. I'm going to get this back up. I apologize. So as things start to deteriorate, in Russia, we predicted that things could get bad pretty quickly. Thank God, here we are, and it didn't escalate, but it might escalate now. And so Americans in Russia, especially with dual citizenship, could face the military draft. And this is pretty, pretty common. You have a lot of individuals that are both American as well as the country they're in. If they Israel offers dual citizenship, a lot of countries offer dual citizenship. Well, Russia is struggling now, and they want all hands on deck. So the U.S. Embassy is saying, look, you might want to get the hell out and get back to America because you could be drafted. The security alert was announced yesterday on the U.S. Embassy website. State Department officials said that Russia may refuse to acknowledge that you're a dual citizen and may deny access to your U.S. consular assistance. The Kremlin could also prevent your departure from Russia. As we're hearing, as hundreds of thousands of people have tried to flee Russia, they have sent either military or they have asked officials at these airports to question people, do you have a return ticket? Which people are trying to learn, because if you have a one-way ticket out, then that sounds like you're trying to get the hell out of Dodge. But if you're like, oh no, I'm going to visit my family member in Germany, and then I am coming back on the 15th. You know, of October, that might look a little bit better than you having just a one-way ticket. So some individuals are like, okay, well, I'm going to buy a round-trip ticket, so it looks like I'm just leaving and I'm coming back. So the U.S. Embassy says that they have severe limitations in its ability to assist U.S. citizens and conditions, including transportation options. These may suddenly be more limited. Commercial flight options are extremely limited at present and are often unavailable on short notice. The embassy said overland routes by car and bus are still open and is warning Americans who want to leave that they should make independent arrangements as soon as possible. This is a mess. Okay, this is a basically get out while you can. The military conscription or draft ordered to provide troops for Moscow's military, which is faltering in their invasion of Ukraine, is unpopular. And it doesn't sound like the average Russian citizen wants to now start to boot up and join this fight. The U.S. Embassy warns that freedom of assembly and expression are not guaranteed in Russia and told U.S. citizens to avoid demonstrations if possible. So the like what we're seeing in Iran right now, what we started to possibly see in China that got stopped right away with some of the lockdowns. The Americans are basically telling, or the U.S. Embassy is basically saying, we're not going to be able to do too much. And the Biden administration might not be able to get you back. Look at how Brittany Griner is still there. So for those Americans that are there thinking, look, I'm good because I still am part American, you know, think back to World War II. If you had a chance to leave, you left. And I know it's hard. You know, it's interesting with the hurricane in Florida. You know, people are, you know, still shocked that individuals didn't evacuate. And I have family that's there that didn't evacuate. And one of the reasons why is to leave your home, to leave your business when you need to be there to rebuild and help. And as it's, you know, which is more dangerous, you being stuck on the road trying to evacuate or you being there when a hurricane category 4 or 5 is about to hit? It's a crapshoot. And some individuals say, you know what, I'm going to get out of Dodge and I'm going to play it safe. Others say, you know what, I'm going to bunker down and I'm going to be in the safety of my home. And, it, you know, and some people are right, some people are wrong. My family, who decide to bunker down in Poland, thinking the Nazis would never cart them off to a concentration camp, that was unheard of, were wrong. They should have left. But they had nothing. All they had was their home and their furniture. They couldn't leave. They didn't have a car. They didn't have money to travel. So they're like, it's safer for us to stay home. Those individuals that said, you know what, we'll leave with nothing. In fact, I think my grandmother had a couple of, what she did is I think she sold what she could in terms of furniture, and she got a couple diamonds. And she sewed them into the lining of the coat because you would be mugged, and you would have to give money to whoever was smuggling you. And her family was able to get smuggled out of Germany. They still had to work and scrimp and save, but it was trying to, and the funny thing is my grandmother was a little girl. So rather than her parents having there was only like a couple little diamonds. They weren't even very, very fancy, but everything they owned got converted to those. And they sewed it onto the child's coat instead of the parents, just in case somebody was going to steal their coat or try to mug them. So it was fascinating how they were able to do that. But, you know, for those people in Russia, it's a little tricky, and they need to, they need to get out while they can. You know, I get the idea of, you know, wanting to be there for your country, but if your country is feeding you a bunch of lies and BS and telling you that the Jewish leader of Ukraine is a Nazi, I'm sure there's individuals there going, no, I'm not going to give my life for this. The Pentagon has announced an additional $1.1 billion in security assistance to Ukraine. And, you know, Ukraine is the only thing kind of stopping, you know, us from entering a world war. But it's, I don't know how much longer this is going to go on. I don't know how much more money. But already the U.S. has committed more than $16.2 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the Russian invasion began. We'll see what happens. The 1-877 Dr.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the prototype of an all-electric airplane took its first flight. Now, this happened in Washington State, and the plane flew for 8 minutes, all electric, at an altitude of 3,500 feet. The plane was powered by two Magni 650 electric propulsion units from Magni X. This could save a lot of money on our tickets, unless the plane's going to be so damn expensive that they're still going to charge us $700 for a domestic flight. So this prototype is called Alice, the plane. took an 8-minute flight at an altitude of 3,500 feet. Still a far cry from what our commercial airlines do, but it was a huge step. They say today's first flight was absolutely amazing. We had the aircraft ready to go on time, according to Gregory Davis, president and CEO of Aviation. We brought it into the field and were able to execute a nearly perfect first flight activity. The company says ALIS produces no carbon emissions, significantly reduces noise, and costs a fraction to operate for flight hour compared to light jets or high-end turboprops. The company that built the plane is Aviation. They are targeting the plane at commuter and cargo markets. They want to operate flights ranging from 150 to 200 miles. So this isn't going to be something yet that you could take from L.A. to New York City. But there's a lot of, you know, state-to-state in-flights, you know, Pittsburgh to Philly, things like that, that these might have a very soon marketed. They said when you look at the breakdown of air travel globally, 50% of the travel is less than 500 nautical miles. When you look a bit further, 20% of all air travel is less than 250 nautical miles. So what we're doing is we're targeting that part of the market for our plane. They think it could dramatically reduce the cost of air travel with its electric technology. We should be able to reduce the operating cost from point to point by as two-thirds versus a traditionally fueled airplane. Now, this is a Moses Lake. They thought that they got the price down to 12 cents a kilowatt for electricity. 1.21 gigawatts? 12 cents a kilowatt. That's inexpensive compared to aviation fuel. This, well, coupled with the lower maintenance requirements for the electric motors and the aircraft and so on, could reduce the price for travel. I'd like to think that. One thing I've seen is we were supposed to save money on a lot of things, and apparently the corporation still costs an arm and a leg. It is a very good-looking plane, I might add. And I've said I want to help the environment. What I don't want is mandates. I don't want there to be lack of choice. And I don't want this extreme of everybody's electric by this year. I think that's dangerous. Now, some of them are saying, you know, I'd like a goal of that. But for those of us that have ever lost power to our house or to our phone, it's scary. And I think it's going to take a lot longer than the year 2030, 8 years from now, to be completely comfortable with being very dependent with the electric grid. The battery issue, you know, we've had batteries. We've had, you know, Duracell and Panasonic, and we maybe aren't that experienced with airplane batteries or car batteries, but we do have a reluctance and a hesitancy to anything used in that nature. And we've looked at surveys, and one survey found, this is a survey called 2022 EV Forward Dealer Deep Dive, electric vehicle owners, they want to get their cars from the dealership. I don't think you're going to get people buying from other individuals or doing resale when it comes to this. That battery is everything. Now, mind you, cars, fuel-injected cars, those have issues, you know, with their alternators and their transmission and all that. But the concept of a battery not working or the battery going out. And you know, it's interesting, the psychology behind it, because people always say, oh, I love my electric vehicle, I trust the battery, I'm fine with it. My Tesla, I could do a software update. It is cool. Sounds like when you have a Tesla, it's cool. I can't afford a Tesla. So for those of my rich friends that have one, good for them, but I can't afford one yet. The concept, though, that we have is when it comes to our fuel tank, we trust our fuel gauge. And we know. We're like, look, I have this amount of gas. I have this amount of miles. I know what my car could do. And you gain a trust. I don't know if individuals have that trust of the battery. Now, when my iPhone looks like it has a full battery, so like my battery right now looks like it's about 80%. I know I'm good for the day. But when my battery is low, there's been a lot of inconsistency with the phone just shutting down. I'm like, wait a second, I was supposed to have an hour or two left. My laptop does this. My laptop will say 25% left of battery, and then all of a sudden, a few minutes later, it's like we're out. And I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? 25% means I still have another 4 or 5 hours of the day for it to be on. What's going on here? And so when batteries get low, it's going to be very difficult for the public to be able to judge or gauge or get that comfort that their battery is still going to have a certain amount of longevity. And other surveys that have looked at electric vehicle attitudes is a lot of people, they really enjoy their electric vehicle, but they're concerned about the access to charging. And the issues of finding a charger, seeing people in line, going, well, I'll go to the next one. Now, trust me, we've been in line at gas stations, but the gas station fill up is 5 minutes. Maybe a truck is longer, but the average car, they're filling up in about 5 minutes. And as long as I don't go into the convenience store, which really pisses me off, I'm sorry, when they do that, I mean, they're like, I'm like, okay, can you move your car and get your soda pop? Can you park and go get your soda pop and let me gas up? And they're like, where the hell is the owner of the car? That really bothers me when they do that. But you pretty much know that person's going to move their tushy in about 5 minutes. You don't have that with electric vehicles, unless they speed up the charging, which they're working on. So even Texas, there's a lot of states now that are going to use federal money to install more chargers because there's just not enough. And honestly, that's where the big market's going to be. These charging stations and how to entertain people for 20, 30, 45 minutes. One of my friends who got an electric vehicle early on said it would take 45 minutes to charge. He would drive from Vegas to L.A., SoCal, and it's about a four-hour drive. When I do it, I could do it in 4 hours or less, but maybe the average person has to pee five. Okay. But it would take 45 minutes to charge. So he would have to find a place, charge, and then go grab something to eat. And he said it was doable because if he had the kids, they could go pee, and they could eat, come back, finish the charge, and then go. And the average person that doesn't make a stop, but we don't do that. I travel so much that we don't stop for 45 minutes. We'll run into a Jack in the Box, pee, grab a burger, and go. We're back in our car in 10 minutes. So if we have to stop and sit around, there's going to need to be a market for what people could do for 45 minutes, either an internet bar, either a, you know, entertainment, either a, a dine-in experience or something. But you have a very hyperactive attention deficit, lack of patience population these days that want to be able to move and go. So our psychology is going to change where we're going to be like, all right, it's going to take 20 minutes or it might take 10 minutes to supercharge. Just relax. Let it happen. It's going to take a lot of psychology. And there's going to be a lot of battery anxiety. And there's battery anxiety we're going to have to figure out how to deal with. Because I get it. So Texas is going to build more than 50 new electric car charging stations along major highways. $408 million has been approved by the Federal Highway Administration to help build a network of charging facilities every 50 to 70 miles along major Texas highways. This is being reported by Texas Tribune. Texas is going to get the $408 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law that was signed last year to install fast charging electric vehicle charging locations across the state. They're going to be in El Paso, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas, Houston. Is it going to be enough? I don't know. They say in the next 2 to 5 years, the Texas Department of Transportation's plan proposes expanding the station into rural areas and building at least one electric vehicle charger in every
get
one.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD, powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian continues on a path to southwest Florida. The Category 4 hurricane has sustained winds of 140 miles an hour with an eye located about 70 miles southwest of the city of Naples. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
So you're going to talk about power outages. You're going to talk about a lot of rain and flooding. And so this is not just going to be limited to wherever the storm makes landfall.
Denmark believes deliberate actions caused big leaks in two natural gas pipelines running under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Vladimir Putin could announce the annexation of occupied regions of Ukraine into Russia within days. Ukraine and Western nations call the election during a wartime a sham. For more information, swing by our website at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one person has been killed in an Arkansas hospital after a shooting this morning. The suspected shooter has been taken into custody. Now, the incident unfolded on Wednesday morning at the CHI St. Vincent North Hospital in Sherwood, Arkansas. This is a northeast suburb of Little Rock. Sherwood Police Chief Jeff Hagar told reporters that officers responded to a shots fired call at the hospital about 10 a.m. local time. They discovered one victim deceased from at least one gunshot wound. He said that a single person of interest has been taken into custody, declined to identify either the victim or the suspected shooter, so it's still pretty preliminary. But we had gotten a report that there was a shooting at a hospital. And, you know, sadly, we see this happen way too often. And we can't necessarily comment on what happened here, but with these other shootings and they did shut the roads to the hospital were shut down. Obviously, they had to decide what to do with current patients if they need to lock the hospital down. But a woman said that one of her colleagues in the hospital had heard gunshots. They were able to escape and get out. Again, very, very tricky, very challenging because you have patients that you're trying to take care of. When there's a fire, when there's protocols that we have in the hospital of what to do to protect our patients and who we can move and how we can move them. But what seems to be, you know, these hospitals and medical center shootings, I know a handful of doctors in my area who were shot, some of them killed by their patient. And we hear this, and even though it's not a daily thing, but sadly we hear of patient mad. Look, and I'm not saying that's what happened here, but patient comes in saying, where's Dr. So-and-so? So the doctor's like, George or Buddy or Wilma, what's going on? And then they get shot. And they're mad about something. Oftentimes, in my neck of the woods, it had to do with painkillers and doctors not prescribing the painkillers and them being in pain and the doctor withholding it and telling them no, the rejection a patient gets. Now, the opioid crisis has skyrocketed. The opioid crisis is, from what we understand, is now costing the U.S. a record $1.5 trillion. Deaths are at an all-time high. A congressional committee has now estimated the cost of healthcare, criminal justice, loss of productivity. Meanwhile, we're suing Walgreens and CVS and pharmacies. Our opioid crisis is not so much the Dr. Smith at a local medical center writing some pain medication for a cracked tooth, but it's there. You know, a huge component of this is what's happening across the border. And as deaths have skyrocketed over the past few years and are continuing to, if this is another shooting that is based on somebody not getting pain control and their doctor saying no, we doctors are going to have to flip and speak up and say, let us prescribe again and stop limiting us. Now, the public officials will say, you doctors can write pain medications. You can. But you have to follow A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. And if you miss any one of those, it could affect your license, and you could possibly never practice again, possibly even face jail time. So what do you think the average doctor is doing? Especially when they're short-staffed, staff may not be doing their job, staff may not be looking at the drug prescribing. They may not be doing the proper documentation. They may not. And you know, the average doctor's like, I just don't need this. I got so much. I'm already overworked. I'm already overwhelmed with patients. Forget it. Sorry, we just don't do pain medicines here. This is a problem for the average patient. I really worry that, God forbid, eventually, age is gonna creep in. And I'm going to have a bad back or a bad neck, or I'm going to have issues where I'm going to need some pain control, or I'm going to have a surgery, and I won't be able to get the pain relief I need. I'm scared of that. And millions of Americans are already living in pain. Meanwhile, we have this opioid crisis. They go, well, we have to fight it. And what are they doing? They're suing pharmacies. Are they securing the border? Are they clamping down on medicines from China? No. This is a problem. And we have individuals out there, and again, I'm not saying the shooting in Arkansas was based on that, but, you know, many of the shootings have to do with a patient being mad at their physician. Now, it could be a misdiagnosis, but the ones in my neck of the woods had to do with pain medications and being told no. I don't want to, as a doctor, tell my patient no. I want to get them help. If they are addicted to medications, I want to, you know, get them to an addiction specialist. I want to get them to pain management. But this position they're putting patients and doctors in when there's a very obvious issue with drugs and fentanyl and opioids, which isn't getting addressed, just makes no sense to me. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. Also, what doesn't make sense is the violence. Police have been searching for two people. They believe were behind a shooting outside a Philadelphia high school. It killed one boy and wounded four other teenagers who were playing football. It was a football game. Nicholas Elizalde of Havertown was killed in an ambush as he and the other teens were walking away from an athletic field at Roxboro High School after 4:30 p.m. Three of the wounded players were taken to hospitals with gunshot wounds. No motive, we know. The police said they're going to get images. There are surveillance cameras. I don't know if we have the CCTV like they do in Europe that's as, prevalent, but I'm starting to see a lot more cameras around. So I don't fix my bra as often as I do in public now. Now I wait. I go, you know what, the bra's off, I'll wait. It's because I really don't know what the camera's getting. But they're going to try to figure out if something happened earlier in the day that prompted either even something on social media. But Philadelphia has now surpassed 400 homicides for the year. I was in Philly a few years back. I love Philly. My gosh, what an amazing town. The people are so nice, so much culture, so much history. But it's dangerous as hell. 400 homicides for the year. We're coming into October, but still. This is the highest in six decades. Now, this shooting happened after Mayor Jim Kenney, Democrat, signed an order banning guns and deadly weapons from the city's indoor and outdoor recreation spaces, including parks, basketball courts, and pools. Besides Elizalde, the other victims were a 17-year-old who was shot in the arm and leg, 14-year-old shot in the thigh, 15-year-old shot in the leg, 14-year-old treated for the at the scene for a graze to the ankle. The three teens right now in the hospital are listed as stable. Alex Torres, whose brother was injured in the shooting, told WPVI that his stepmother called to tell him about the shooting. He rushed to the school. He said, "My little brother's 14, and just hearing he was shot is the worst feeling in the world." He said his brother plays video games, stays indoors a lot. He's a good kid. He doesn't understand why this happened to him. So, we have a... a bunch of schools were involved in the games. It was Roxboro Northeast High School, Boys Latin Charter School. They are open for classes. Several players of the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles, tweeted about that, offering prayers. Eagles are doing really good this season, by the way. But sports are supposed to be safe. And it's this shouldn't happen. 1-877-DOCTALI, don't go away.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So early pictures and video are coming in of some of the destruction of Hurricane Ian as it hits Florida as a Category 4 storm. They're still talking about how parts of it can be Category 5. The state got hit with 155 miles per hour winds upon impact. And 155 miles per hour is still Category 4, but just 2 miles away from the 157 mile per hour speed of Category 5. So we might not really know the full strength of it until a little bit later when the measurements come in, because right now everybody's kind of bunkering down. Hurricane Katrina was a 5, and the Gulf Coast made landfall as a 3. And look how devastating that was. So we are seeing the devastating winds and flooding. Even though earlier this morning, Governor DeSantis said there was still time to leave, now, no, too late. You have to hunker down and prepare for the storm. Parts of Fort Myers are coming in, seeing flooded, the beach underwater, stronger rainfall and winds on the way. And it is, you basically see Fort Myers submerged in floodwater. There's an 18-foot storm surge caused by Hurricane Ian. This is catastrophic. It is, the flooding has engulfed homes in Naples, Sanibel Island, windows being torn off, multiple properties swallowed by the water. This monstrous storm, they say, has sucked a whole bunch of water from Tampa Bay, and it is only the 5th storm in history to hit land at that speed. There's even swimmers that are out there trying to take selfies. I really don't understand what people are doing. It's ridiculous. But the initial the initial calls for help in Charlotte County, there's been a suspended emergency response because of hazardous conditions. Now, I know people get frustrated when they see the video footage because they're like, they're just finding the worst. But I got to tell you, even if this is the worst, this is bad. You're seeing cars and trees and things just, it is just massive. This is on Sanibel Island, and it's, the traffic cam just shows feet of water and things just blowing. I get really frustrated when I see that too with newscasters. Have you guys seen those videos where they're trying to cover a storm and they're in waist deep fluid or waist deep water, and then somebody walks by them with only their ankles getting splashed, and you're like, really, people? And then there was one, I forget who it was, but she was in a canoe, and she's reporting swimming in a canoe, and somebody walks right by her. And you're like, okay, come on, people. And it stinks because then nobody believes the pictures. I had a patient when there was a fire in San Francisco. He had said, you know, they made it sound so bad, but it was one building. And they kept showing the building from different angles. And we were like, why are you doing that? It's only one building. There was some fire, and they made it sound like the whole city was on fire. But this, I'm telling you right now, these pictures look real. I got family down there. This is real. Apparently, Governor DeSantis has worked with President Biden. There is a statewide emergency that had been already declared this weekend. There's 7,000 members of the National Guard on standby. I know there's been a lot of talk about what's going on with Tom Brady. Tom Brady and his family, including his wife Giselle, they're together right now, all evacuated to Miami because he's getting ready for the Chiefs game. And we do believe that after Thursday, the storm will pass. We don't think it's going to hover. But sadly, we don't know what damage it's going to do. You're seeing planes flipped and tipped over. You're seeing roofs off. And I'm looking right now at a tree that fell and lifted up the whole grass layer. This storm is just sadly really powerful. One of my favorite news outlets is Daily Mail. And they have something where you can slide the before and after. So I'm looking at a picture of a resort. It's called the Pink Shell Resort in Fort Myers. And you see the beautiful pool. You see the rock. There's like a little rock cave that you could swim under. Kids love little caves and things like that. And, you know, you see the wind. You see the palm trees blowing. You see the heavy, heavy surf. And that's at 10:53 a.m. today. Looking at 11:57, so 1 hour later, pool's completely flooded. It doesn't even look like there's a pool. The beach has gone up to the hotel. You still see the little cave, but you're like, oh, there's a cave of rock. I wonder what that's doing in the middle of the sand. The pool is completely covered. The extensive flooding, the planes flipped, tornado risk. I don't know if you guys have been to Tampa. I got family in Tampa. So there's the Sunshine Skyway. It almost looks like, and I don't think it's going to be submerged, but it's a very popular needed roadway across the bay that is now looking like the surf is so high that they can't have people driving on it. Fort Myers, for some of you that are wondering, Fort Myers is on the Gulf Coast side. I got family on the east side, I got family in Tampa. So we're right now, Naples is getting hit the hardest, Cape Coral, Port Charlotte. As I said, we're seeing pictures of Fort Myers. I'm looking at Naples. You see complete coverage of the streets and the sidewalks. And I'm looking right now at a video of people swimming during the hurricane. There's always stupid. There's always people out there that want to say, look, this was a once-in-a-lifetime thing. My problem with all that is, I mean, I get, you know, the youth want to be young and they want to, you know, experience history and enjoy nature. But I got to tell you, my problem is we only have X amount of first responders. And we have a lot of senior citizens in Florida. And we have a lot of vulnerable people in Florida. And I need those first responders to be dealing with those people who are innocent and who are sadly having major medical issues or major, you know, issues from this, from them doing the right thing. And I'm looking at these idiots that are deciding on purpose to go through the waves under a bridge near the beach. And they're jumping and they're enjoying the waves and they don't realize that a wave could smack them into the concrete bridge. They have a head injury and drown. So I hope these people aren't stupid and they get the hell out, but I'm just, you know, in fact, one is now grabbing onto the bridge for dear life. And, stupid will be stupid. But, you know, people have said, look, you know, should those who have not evacuated get the you know, priority when it comes to first response? I go, here's the thing. We, in medicine, we do not punish people for choices. I get that it's frustrating that people could have evacuated, but I understand that Florida, it's very tough to evacuate because you only have a couple arteries that get you off the peninsula. It's not like living in the Midwest where you could go north, south, east, west. All you could do is go north in Florida peninsula. And I get people don't want to be stuck on the road. People don't want to be out of gas. People don't want to be, you know, and so some of them say, you know what, I'm going to, you know, hopefully the storm moves fast and hopefully my house doesn't get too flooded. But I'm looking at some really, really bad storm surge. And in medicine, we, no matter what your choices are, you could smoke, you could choose not to use a condom, you could have unsafe sex practices, we're going to take care of you. We're not going to sit here and judge and go, you know what, you knew you were supposed to use a condom. You knew you were supposed to you know, get vaccinated. No. We don't do that. And when you do hear a doctor say, look, I don't want to treat the people who are unvaccinated. I had a big problem with that last year. When you would hear doctors say they were going to pick and choose patients. No way. So same thing when it comes to, you know, job of National Guard, job of first responders are to save all lives. So sending prayers. We really, really hope that everybody can make it out of this okay. Pretty going to be pretty dangerous next 36 hours. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.